Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, which is sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Chov Dalet and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Chov Gimel Amud Beis in the last line. Says Mor Tani, not told me Rishoyno, meaning referring to the three times you do Truma. You do Truma before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkos. So he took from the first, and now comes the time to do the second. Says the Mor Daf Chov Dalet Amud Aleph. Even though there's still money left in the first one, you still do the truma, you still start using the money from the second one. Not only Nashniya, you took already, used the second one, came to time for the third one. Even though there's still money left in the second one, now he starts to use the third truma. Shlomo Shlishis, now he's using the third truma, and everything there is finished. Choizel Shniya, he goes back to the second truma and use whatever was left there from before. Shlomo Shniya, you finish the second one. Chayzalav Shani goes to the first Truma to use what's left over there. Shalmu Shloishtam, now he finished, he used all the money in all the baskets. Chayzalav Shekel, he has to do another Truma. He goes for the ones, remember the Truma, there was a pile of money. He did the Truma into the baskets. There's leftovers from the Truma. So according to Rabbanon, that leftovers you can't use. According to Rabbanon, you can use that leftovers. Meila, once something, the mitzvah is done, you don't have meila anymore. But here he says, Rameh, the mitzvah is not finished, because maybe you'll need this money. So even though you did already three trumas, the leftover is still waiting there to be used, you still have meila. Says the Gemara, V'chena, now that we mentioned the idea of nekius, of cleansiness, the person has to be clean in front of Kishbuch and Amisol, so it's coming to say a drush regarding that. Zrizus Meviel Deniku, someone who's in, it was a Zoris, he's quick to do the mitzvah, he will be Naki, he will be cleansed. Nikius Meviel De Taharu, once a person is Naki, he comes to Taharu to purification. Taharu Meviel De Kedusha, someone who's pure, it comes to holiness. Kedusha Meviel De Anova, someone who's Kodesh, he becomes an Anov, humble. Anova Meviel De Yereshet, someone who's humble, he is afraid to do a chet. Yereshet Meviel De Chasidus, the Darug of Yereshet brings a person to be a Chasid. We're holding that Chavdal on the base. Chasidus Meviel De Ruach HaKodesh, someone who's a Chasid gets Ruach HaKodesh, so he's able to communicate with HaKosh Baruch Hu. Ruach HaKodesh Meviel De Tchias HaMesim, that brings a person to Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim Meviel De Eliyo Zohar Latoiv, that brings to Eliyo. So explains the Gemara, Zizus Meviel De Nikius Dechtiv Vechila Mikapir. He finishes, does something fast and finishes it, then it comes to Kapara, and Kapara is the cleansiness that comes, that's called Nikius. Nikius may be al day Tahara, Techti v'chiper, le'akorin v'tehera. Once you do Kapara, you have Tahara. Tahara may be al day Kedusha, Techti v'tiharoi v'kitchoi. Tahara brings the Kedusha. Kedusha may be al day Ano, Techti v'kikor ma'arom v'niso, Sheikhin ad v'kodosh moi, mor v'kodosh eshkoin v'zdako shofar ruach. So you have Kodosh, and then you speak Dako shofar ruach, which is the humble person. Anova Mivial Di Reshet, Ichtiv, Ekev Anova, mean the ending of Anova, when you finish Anova, Yiras Hashem, you come to Yiro. Yereshet Mivial Di Chasidus, Ichtiv, Ches Hashem, Me'oilom, Ve'oilom, Al-Yireyov, the one who's fearful of Hashem, he gets the level of Chesed Hashem, which is Chasidus. Chasidus Mivial Di Ruach HaKodesh, Ichtiv, As Di Barto Bechazoin, Lechasidecho, Shmuel communicates with the Chasidim, so they get the Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh Mivial Di Chias Chmeis, Ichtiv, Nasati Ruchi Bochem, V'chiyesem. One who person has Ruach HaKodesh, it's a form of Tchias HaMesim, so that leads to Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim, V'yo De'eliyo, Zoch La'toiv, Tichtiv, Hinei Anoich, Sholeach Lachem Esriyo Anovi, Lifnei Bo Yerem Hashem HaGodol Ve'anoyu. So here the Mefarshim argue what exactly is the Raya. One way to understand it is the way the Maharal Puldo says it. The idea is that the Eliyo Anovi comes before Tchias HaMesim. So why is the Gemara say Tchias HaMesim brings to Eliyo? When Tchias HaMesim has to come, Eliyo comes before. And the pasuk we talk about, that's Tchias HaMesim, so before that day, Eliyo Novi comes. But the Tak Nechatin says the opposite. It says like this, a simple understanding in the Gemara. That Eliyo Novi comes after Tchias HaMesim. It's first Tchias HaMesim, and then Eliyo Novi comes. And when he comes, that's before Yom HaDin. Yom HaGodol V'Anoiro, talk about the Yom HaDin, the Yom HaDin HaGodol. The big judgment that comes in the end of the world. So before that judgment day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Eliyahu HaNavi to bring everybody back in Tshuva. So Machlokes, if Tchias HaMesim comes before Eliyahu HaNavi or after Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Motano B'Shem Rameir, they say name Rameir. Call Misha Kavua B'Eret Yisrael. He lives in Eret Yisrael. And the Takan Chatin explains that means he's fixing his body because his body lives in a place of Kedusha. Umedabir Loshon HaKodesh. He speaks Loshon HaKodesh, which is the Tikkun of the Ruach, says the Takan Chatin, the language, the talk. V'Oichel Peroysov B'Taharo. He eats the food, his fruits, with Taharo, with making sure it's not Tomei. And that's the Keneged, the Nefesh, which needs the purity. The Koyre Kriya Shema Vaboyker Be'erav, he says Shema in the morning and in the evening. And then the Takan Chatin means it's connected to the Neshama, that they have a tikkun of the Neshama. Someone who does all that, he has Mevuso Sheben Ha'olam Habohu, then he has the Psoiro, that he is a Ben Olam Habo, he's a citizen of Olam Habo. And this is important to mention, what's brought down in the Mefarshim, in the Bavli, in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, that there's a difference between Ben Olam Habo, Yesh Lo Chelek Lo Olam Habo. Everybody in Am Yisrael has a piece of Olam Habo. But Ben Olam Habo, being a citizen of Olam Habo, that means that right now, wherever you are, you belong to Olam Habo. That's a different milo that's discussed in this Gemara. With this, we conclude the third parak of Maseches Shkalim, Hadron Olach Perek B'Shloi Shaprakim, Hadron Olach Perek B'Shloi Shaprakim, and with this, we conclude Yushal Mishkalim Dav Chov Dalet.